Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm Jeremiah Bullfrog, and I'll be reading poems of my choosing from Poetizer.com, including one of my own that I created during the week. I hope you'll enjoy this form of art with me and decide to check out the poets of this show later. All links are in the description. Let's get started. Since I do not have too much time to record today, I will have to put in the poet's info later. I apologize for not putting that stuff in right now, but it will be in later for everyone to read from Poetizer.com. Thank you. This first poem is called Be Thou My Light by Dommy the Messenger. When the days be dark and evil looms into sight, O Lord, be thou my light, be thou my might. Never leave me, never forsake me, be thou my strong hand and my guide. When my foes come upon me to feast on me, O Lord, be thou my shield. Hide me under thy wings, never leave me be, never forsake me, be thou my strong tower and my place of peace. This next poem is by me, and it's called Sundown Has Won. I'm falling asleep, at least I want to. I write this short peep to those alive, you. The sun finally takes our will to open eyes. Behind mountains and lakes, lack of sun takes lives. We dream reincarnation, less than the power of seven. I finally fell asleep. Now I am back from heaven. And I have it in parentheses. I love it. I fell asleep with my phone in my hand, still pressing the keyboard. Hence, less than the power of seven. I'm Just Playing by Art. God is the artist. I'm just a song in the playlist. The truth is ugly. It's like bad news on the lips of a journalist. Who am I? A lyricist or a rhyme specialist? Either way, I inspire people with a pen and a paper like a novelist. God gives us one opportunity to exist. On Earth, I'm just a tourist, capturing beautiful and joyful moments in the first thing on my to-do list. Why be on the blacklist like a terrorist when I can put smiles on people's faces like a dentist? Accept the world the way it is. No fairy tales and romantic fantasies. I'm a realist. University of Earth finalist. This next poem is called Sunset by Black Rose. Sun has set, raging in red, devouring the cloudy skies, lighting fire in the sky. Ending the day chaos, introducing myself to the fiery sunset, saying sometimes some ends are beautiful. This next one I appreciate a lot. It's called Digging Up My Garden by Alicia. With willing hands, I grab my spade and pierce the ground beneath the shade. With careful strikes, I dig up the ground and destroy the land where the flowers found. A garden nurtured for years on end, left unguarded for itself to fend. Through harsh storms and winters weathered, to the land the garden's tethered. And though I with the flower stayed, I myself had held the spade. This next poem actually made me weep a little, and I had to put it in. It's called The Letter by Boxing Poet. To my son, I sit here and write you this letter with the hope that one day you will understand a little better, that I was never the dad you needed me to be. From the moment you were born, I just did not see. I was a man filled with anger and hate. I threw away your love. Now it is too late. You only have a faded memory of my face. You were far too young when I left without a trace. I know how I left you, feeling forever confused and lost. My eternal sorries could never begin to cover the cost. I never had the chance to hold you by the hand, or sit and play with you in the sand. From a boy to a man, I never kept away your fears. Many a lonely nights, you cried yourself to sleep full of tears. Not having my love, trapped you in a personal hell. You don't need to say a word, I can tell. I am not asking you to forgive me, in spite of everything. A great man I wish you to be. Son, if you are reading this, I am long since gone. Long ago I saw my last dawn. Even though I never said I love you, don't shut it out of your heart, no matter what you do. To my dad, these are the words I wish that you wrote. My way of coping is this little note. This next poem is called Keep the Window Open. Keep the window open, for a gust of wind may rush in to snatch away the fangs of your unsettling thoughts. Keep the window open, for a piece of grit may fly in to lay on the bare floor of your dented dreams. Keep the window open, for the drops of rain may walk in to wake up the arid soul of your quiet colored emotions. Keep the window open, for the fragments of goodness may slip in to fight the darkness unleashed by the demons within. By Athenia. Thank you, Athenia. This next poem is called Crunch by Uncle Dolby Be Assertive Protagonist. What's for supper? What's for lunch? What's for breakfast? What's for brunch? What's for dinner? Please give me a bunch. I love the way my food goes crunch. This next poem is for haikus in one poem, called Which Road to Take When Lost, by Ube Writes. Why do people pay high prices of world's bargain? Eternal life's free? Why keep choosing path that leads to blazing fire's lake? Lord's light lamp of feet. Open your blind eyes. Seek thy truth. Seek his right palm. Trawl the unseen way. For the Son of God, come to seek and to save lost. Repent. Find his home. This next poem and final poem is by Laertes of Liber. It's called Wounds. Thing of threads and needles, accolade to shattered pieces, strung together by sinews, fragile and fragmented. Oh, tired little creature, death is closing at your heels, encumbered with battle scars, how destitute you are. Needlessly untended, life tragically extended. Oh, he hobbles on home to the executioner's rope. Wish I could say something different, but that sorry thing of stitches reaches the end of his bitter story, closes his eyes for a final time. Aren't we all a little wounded? Thank you for listening to my podcast, Bullfrog Dusk. If you are interested in anything else I do, check out my website, jjbullfrog.com. I also have an Instagram with posts from flowers to daily life. Give it all a try. You can contact me about anything too. If you want your poem heard in my podcast, you can use my website, Instagram, or the website Anchor to let me know. Remember to share this podcast with everyone, and I'll see you in the next episode.